sequence that ends in not being advocated, who paints. I noticed it starts out with impersonal descriptions.
Yes.
And then at one point, partway through, a personal pronoun comes in. And I don't know if that's in the Pali or whether or not there's a significance to that.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah, it becomes he. By being liberated is it? Yeah, when that consciousness is unestablished, not coming to growth, non-generative, it is liberated. By being liberated, it is steady. By being steady, it is content. By being content, he is not agitated. So that, I mean, it's recognizing the, it's not just floating off somewhere. It is an actual person. And of course, this whole thing of being a person then turned into a whole sort of Buddhist philosophy. Is that whole different schools, raging controversies for centuries of the nature of the pugala. The Buddha is just sort of, to me, my humble opinion, saying what the Buddha is doing, which is, I don't know how safe that is. It's just a recognition of the conventional nature of that experience. It's not just floating around. The Buddha sort of saying, yeah, because if this doesn't become personal in that sense, then it becomes abstract, and then one ceases to have the kind of motivation to really sort of recognize, oh yeah, I can do this. I can become not agitated. This being here can actually be, I can do that. That's my take on it.